Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
From 104.5 The Zone, this is the Midday 180, served up by Wendy's, with Jonathan Hutton, Chad Withrow, and Paul Kuharski.
Live from Titans training camp, it's the Midday 180, served up by Wendy's, home of the $5 Biggie Bag. With Chad Withrow, I'm Jonathan Hutton. Paul Kuharski will join us a little bit later as practice has just wrapped up, the second of two joint practices with the Titans and Patriots. And pleased to be joined as we begin the second half of the show with Titans defensive coordinator Dean Pease, who joins us at our broadcast tent. Coach, great to see you on the show again. How are you?
Great. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
I'll start with leadership for your group. Have you been a part of a defense that's had this many leaders across the board at the different levels you could choose from?
I don't know if I can compare, you know, teams. I mean, we have some great teams in New England. We have some great teams in Baltimore. You know, we got great leadership on this team. I don't know if I think you can ever say one leadership is better than the others. All I can tell you is if you want to have a good defense, you got to have great leadership. And hopefully, that's what we're working towards.
I was driving in this morning, and I knew you were coming on the show, and I was thinking about your defenses in Baltimore and how you would have the leadership group. I don't know exactly what you called it, but yeah. You would meet with them prior to the game plan. And I was trying to go through in my mind, hypothetically, and think who you would choose on this group. And I could name a number of players. You would have a pretty full room if you chose to do that.
Right. And that's what I got to kind of looking back and see if that's what I want to do, if I want to have a lot of guys in there. It usually goes on during when special teams is going on, Sometimes those guys will be involved in special teams, so maybe they can't be a part of that group. But, I'll take a look at it when preseason's over with, and we'll see maybe who we got, and maybe it'll be a large group. I don't know.
Chad and I were discussing about next steps for not just individual groups across the board, but collectively as a defensive group. I mentioned there's no more install going on this time of year for you.
And, not necessarily so.
Okay. But, you're tweaking things, right, to keep it fresh.
No, there's still install going on.
But nothing like last year.
No.
Okay. So that ability to come on and grow on top of the base that you have from last year, it's also refreshing for players too because they're not switching up again and they're able to come in and pick right up where they left off, which is pretty good in December last year.
Right. Well, the big thing is there's a lot of carryover from last year. We've tweaked things. We've moved things around a little bit. Guys might be playing a little different position, but at least they've heard it before. Mm-hmm. It's not the first time hearing it.
You got Harold Landry now in his second year. You bring in Cameron Wake to help the pass rush. You've been very good at scheming up sacks in terms of situation and everything else. How much better is it, maybe easier at times, to know that you don't have to rely at times on scheming something up, that you can let your guys rush the passer? And what kind of freedom does that give you in the secondary in terms of play calling?
Well, it's always great. If you know that you got a group that you can rush four and those guys can get home,
right?
I mean, that's a great relief. Not that we won't pressure anyhow, because it's fun.
If you can get there quicker, why not?
I get bored calling four-man rush all the time. But the point of it is that obviously, it's a great benefit. If you can just rush four and know that you can get to the passer and put pressure on, and that's a great thing because you can do a lot then with coverage. But I think we also got some guys that are athletic enough that not only can they rush, they can drop. And so that's also kind of fun to be able to scheme some things up too.
How versatile could Amani Hooker be in this defense?
Well, I don't know. The thing about it is he's got to get rid of the freshman inconsistency type stuff, the rookie stuff. You know, he's done a great job, but he's like every other rookie out there. Not just him, every rookie out there is kind of up and down. One day it's real good, next day it's maybe not so good. You know, to be a part of this defense and really be a great part of this defense that we can count on, we just got to have it every day.
How would you compare Rashawn Evans early in the season last year to the Rashawn Evans you see here? I was going to say last training camp, but he was out with an injury for the majority of camp. He seems to be very active and confident with what he sees.
Yeah, it's night and day difference. I think what you're seeing with Rashawn is kind of what you saw maybe towards the end of the season with Rashawn. You know, he missed all training camp. I don't even know if he had any OTAs. I can't remember. But I know he got a late start, and it was a learning process. And then, you know, I thought it got a lot better as the year went on. And then we saw dramatic improvement, you know, when we started out this year. So we're expecting big things.
Joint practices, and we'll discuss this with Coach Mack coming up a little bit later in the show. But one of the themes of our discussion with Mack will be how you set up a joint practice with the opponent you want to get work in. How much conversation do you have in the offseason with McDaniels and the offense for New England and what they want to accomplish, what you hope to accomplish, and setting up your practice regiment to fit both teams and what you hope to work on?
Well, it's really Mike and Bill. That's really who it is. Mike, this is what Mike wants to see. Maybe certain things Bill wants to see. Then he's going to tell Josh to do this, and Mike's going to tell me to do this. It's the two head coaches that set the whole thing up. I know Josh is involved some. I'm involved some when we do scripts and when we're talking back and forth. But it's really Mike and Bill that set the whole thing up. And I really thought these 2 days for the joint practices I've been around, the mutual respect was you could really tell between the two head coaches and the two teams made for two really good days of practice.
I feel like there was a great work that was done over the 2 days. Speak on this, Coach. Dean P's with us. I know you said prior to the joint work, you wanted to see your guys hear the call, execute the call, not necessarily how you're scheming up against New England. There's no game planning going on. So they may have something that beats the coverage you call, but you want to see the guys actually execute the coverage properly, not right. necessarily the play that they're seeing. Explain that, if you will.
Well, it's just every coverage, every front has sets of rules, and you got to abide by those rules. There's going to be things that happen in a game that you did not practice. You can't practice every play that another team. They may come in and throw a whole different personnel group at you or a whole new formation you've never seen. Your rules have got to take care of that. And the only way your rules can take care of that is guys got to communicate down the board, you know, what they should be doing. So everybody, it's up to us as coaches to make sure those rules are intact and they know them. Then it's up to them to communicate them out there and be able to see things that maybe we've never seen before, which has happened in this practice quite a few times. And then we just got to be able to adjust and do it on the move.
How much better can this defense be this year? Well, you just evaluate them.
Hopefully a lot. We're all looking to try to improve. I thought we did really well in a red area, especially on scoring, defensive scoring and stuff like that. It's always hard to get in the top three in those categories, mm-hmm. but we did. But we'd like to improve overall. I think we can do better in a run game. And the other thing I think we got to do a lot better job of is giving up big plays. You know, if we don't give up the big plays, I mean, I'm not talking about the 25-yarders. Those, yeah, we count them as big plays, but everybody's going to get those. It's the 70-yarder, the 60-yarder. Those are just killers, and that's what we got to really improve on.
Second half of the year last year, you had to be pleased with the way you were able to do that. Third down was excellent over the second half of the year.
Right.
And I know you see some things that will carry over into camp already, or at least I've noticed some of those third down tendencies.
Yeah, I think we've done a good job with that. I think guys are communicating it well. We got to get guys in the right spots. You know, I made a bad call today in 2 minutes.
What was it?
Never mind. I wanted to take a look at something, and I will never look at it again.
Okay,
let's put it that way.
Was it an over-aggressive call or an under-aggressive call?
It was an over-aggressive call. So, and it was dumb. It was.
Who was the player involved in case Paul comes over here and says that the player?
Don't blame any player. It was a bad call in my situation. But I wanted to look at it.
Okay.
Now I know.
Coach, I know you got a lot of friends here from the Patriots organization that have been in town. Cool just to see everybody again
and
reconnect.
Great. It was really great. My wife's here, and she's got a lot of friends that are here, too. Not a lot of players left from when I was there, but not a lot of coaches, but a few. And a lot of the administrative people are the same people. So, I had a great 6 years there.
Dean Pease has been our guest. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate the visit.